And in our call to worship, I draw your attention to John chapter 6, and I want to read from verse 38 of this passage of Scripture where Jesus is speaking, and he says, "For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Folks, as I read that passage of Scripture, I think those are the most wonderful words that rise from the book of John, that he came to perform the will of God and had to do with you and with me. Now think about that for just a moment. That everyone that belongs to Jesus, he will raise them up at the last day. Everyone that belongs to Jesus will be with him forever and ever. And there is no more sure fact than that. You can believe all kinds of different things, but you need to believe this, that Jesus Christ came in love, in obedience to the Father. He said, "I didn't come to do my own will. I came to do the will of my Father." And that will involves you and me. That before the foundation of the world, there was a determination made that God was going to make a way of redemption for lost sinners before man was ever created. That's the mind of God. That's the heart of God. And I'm so thankful today that we have that communication right here in this book. Amen? It's been communicated to us that the will of God was your redemption. By calling upon his name, and you are forever sealed, and you have a home in heaven, and you'll be with him for all the endless ages of eternity. God is good, and we give him praise and glory.